was around the third grade, living on a farm. And the way we used to go up into the barn loft and make caves back up into the hay and crawl back in there and play hide and seek. And when we had visitors, try to go back in and hide in special places that we'd made into the hay and try to cave it in on them and things like this just for fun. Yes, it was out on the Nashville Highway about 4 miles outside of McMinnville here. On a farm out there next to the Bethany High School where I went to, grammar school where I went to school for the first 2 or 3 years. I don't really remember too much out there about school except for the fact that it was right next door to where I lived and I walked back and forth to school as far as who my teachers were or really even what I studied. I can't even remember it in grammar school. While going to school in the snow with no shoes on. I'd say the first grade that I really remember is, I guess, the fourth grade, and I guess the reason I remember it is because I failed it. My father was a minister, and we transferred to 3 different schools while I was in the fourth grade and changed books each time, and I'm not going to take that as the reason I failed. Part of it was because I wasn't studying, I guess, meeting new people and trying to get to become friends with them and, you know, things like this. This, I think, hindered me in trying to really study and pass the fourth grade. No, he went from McMinnville, where we lived, up to Kentucky, and then moved back from Kentucky to Pine, I can't remember the name of the place, it's down around Chattanooga. And we lived there for about a year and then came back to Warren County. Well, all of it except maybe 7 years. I've lived right here around Warren County. I was in the Navy 4 years after I was 20 years old. And before that, I had lived all here except maybe about 18 months to 2 years. Well, in the Navy, I first went to San Diego, California for boot camp and came back to Memphis, Tennessee for school. Went through about 15 weeks of school and stayed there in Memphis after that at NAAS for about a year, and then they transferred me to Mississippi. And I stayed down there for, I'd say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years and moved back to Warren County again. No, not really. I guess if I had a hobby, I'd have to say it was golf, because that's just about the only thing I do other than the type of work that I do and going to school itself. Well, I've been a minister now for a little over a year. I started out just as a supply minister, going from one church to another, wherever the presbyterial minister needed me to go. And then after about 5 or 6 months, I got 2 churches, or were called to 2 churches, in Winchester, Tennessee. And I've been up there as their minister now for be a year next month. Well, I really enjoy visiting people. More than anything, I guess, because of the fact, well, you learn interesting things about them. You're able to talk with them about maybe problems that they have and try to help them solve these problems. And I really get an enjoyment out of doing this and just being able to sit down and talk with people about things that is happening there in the church or something that's happened to their personal lives. Well, I guess it would really be hard to say exactly what it is because each individual has different problems. I guess most of the things that are discussed with me is maybe problems that's come up within the church and people are kind of wanting to know how it's working out and things like this. Of course, you do talk quite a bit about the individual himself and their relationship with God, or I do, or try to. And I don't know, it seems to me like a lot of people are interested in it today. Oh, a lot. Number one, it's kind of hard to really prepare the way I'd like to on Sunday with the fact that I'm trying to take full loads in school, and I try to spend as much time as I can studying for my school work to make sure I do make good grades, because I like to be better than average if I can. Sometimes it's hard to. And because of this, on when I've got a heavy load, I don't have the time that I feel like I really need to make preparations before I go up in front of a crowd to talk. And I don't know, it seems like I've gotten the habit of using manuscripts, which I don't really like to do. And when I can get away from them, I feel more comfortable at it, but sometimes when I'm pushed, I have to stick with it more than I like to, and it bothers me. Well, to me, I'm going to have to say, I guess, history, because I've always liked history. I've enjoyed studying it, and even English, which is a course that I've hated constantly. This last quarter, we've got into Old English, and you go into a lot of the history of the authors, what they done in their life, and to me, this has made it more interesting because of the fact that I am so interested in history itself. And so I'm really enjoying this 200 series of English, which the 100 series, writing themes and things like this, I just didn't hear anything about. I don't believe that I could. Most of the things that I myself done, to me, I think of as everyone doing. Now, I may be wrong. You know, it's not just here in Warren County that you go hunting, maybe coon hunting or snipe hunting. Everybody talks about snipe hunting. We've done quite a bit of that. But to me, I don't know. I think of it as everyone really doing this, and I may be wrong. I know a lot of people up north that I do know, and in different areas of the country, you know, when you get around them, they talk about let's go snipe hunting and things like this.